being sick, whether physical or spiritual, is something that we all have to deal with as we live in a fallen world. You're all familiar with the life of Job. We heard a little bit from Job today, but you know the whole story of everything that he went through, all of his physical illnesses, losing all his family, all his possessions, everything. Truly a desperate situation. And in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus cast out demons, so spiritual healings, and then many physical healings. So you can imagine why everybody was looking for Jesus. Whenever you have a healer, people come out of the woodworks, okay? And rightfully so, because we all want to be healed. And we hear how Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. There's a joke about that, but I'm not going to tell it. I'm not going to tell it in this congregation. But Jesus has that power. And next week is the World Day of the Sick, because it is the anniversary of Our Lady of Lourdes, where many miraculous healings have taken place. And the church has two sacraments that deal with healing of the sick and spiritual healing. Number one is the anointing of the sick. And I did one yesterday, and I've probably done about 3,400 plus anointings over 33 and a half years of priestly ministry. And then there is the sacrament of confession, which is also a healing, and you can say it's a minor exorcism, plus 36,000 plus confessions that I have heard over all of these years. And in the scriptures, we find in the letter of James, chapter 5, verse 14 and following, he says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the presbyters of the church, the priests of the church, and let them pray over him," which is what we do. We lay hands on the sick and we pray over them, "anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord," which we do on the forehead and the palms of the hand. "And the prayer of faith will save the sick man, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." And so the sacrament of anointing has the power of uniting the sick person to the sufferings of Jesus our Lord, so it gives sense to our suffering. Secondly, it gives the person strength to go through that suffering. Third, forgiveness of sins if the person is not awake and can't make an oral confession. It gives restoration of health if it is conducive to the person's salvation. And it gives preparation for those who are terminally ill, that they can go through the doors of death and into eternity. So lots of graces that are available. I've experienced some physical healings that I've shared with you before. I'll share again. When we were preparing for our diaconate ordination in Rome, about 25 of us in our class, and two of us got high fevers that we were definitely not going to be able to make a 2.5-hour service in St. Peter's Basilica. And so we had a classmate of ours who had actually left the seminary but came back to be with us for the ordination, kind of charismatic. And so he offered to pray over us. He read some Bible passages of physical healings, and then he laid hands on us. And I promise you, as he laid hands on me, I could feel the fever go down every minute, go down another degree until it was totally gone. And our other classmate as well. So we were able to make that mass in good health. Another time when I was in Delcom, there was a young mother with her baby going to bring the baby to the hospital, but she stopped by the rectory first and said, "Father, please pray over my baby." And I had a relic of St. Martin de Porres Church where the young woman was from, and touched that relic to the baby. And St. Martin was known as a great healer saint. And we prayed, and then she took off. And come to find out, she said, "Father, I never went to the hospital because the baby started feeling fine after that." And so another physical healing there. And third, once I had to take medicine for a stomach ailment, and it was in Baton Rouge at the diocese headquarters there. And one of the Medjugorje seers, one of the women that has these apparitions, allegedly, was going to have her apparition there at their diocesan headquarters. And so we were there praying the rosary, and I felt during that prayer of the rosary that I was healed and I didn't have to take the medicine anymore. Now, of course, we always need to take our medicine when it's proper and so forth. But if you do have a great healing, then you know you don't have to take it anymore. But God usually works through the normal course of doctors and medicines and so forth. But sometimes there are these extra miraculous healings. So pray over each other. You have the power to do that too. You can lay hands on each other. You can pray over each other and for each other. And there will be many healings that the Lord will give. And then spiritual healings from sin. This past Thursday, we priests had a continuing education day, and Dr. Tom Neal, PhD, was giving the day. He taught many of our priests at Notre Dame Seminary, and now is the director of evangelization at the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee. He had a great conversion story, raised Catholic, but he just hated going to Mass and hated the church and physically would get ill during Mass, and so he would ask to be excused during Mass, and his mother would have to give in. And when he went to Florida State University, he totally gave up his faith and lived a hedonistic lifestyle. And he had a powerlifting buddy who, however, did not live that kind of life, and he didn't curse, and it impressed Tom, and they had a friendship and understanding just to coexist in that way. But one day, his friend, whose name was Christopher, which is appropriate, Christopher means the bearer of Christ, Christ bearer, one who brings Christ, he witnessed to him, and it was the Protestant style of, he showed him a little pamphlet, and he did it very nervously, and Tom said it was like the worst presentation ever, really, nobody would have thought it would have worked. And little pamphlets showed God created, man sinned, Jesus came, saved us from our sins, we have to repent and accept Jesus. And Christopher said to Tom, "Now I want you to pray the sinner's prayer. I'm a sinner, I need you, Lord, and I believe in you as my Lord and Savior. But you have to mean it. I'm going to challenge you. You have to mean it." And Tom accepted the challenge, surprisingly. And he meant it. And there was a miraculous healing that took place. Explosion of grace in his soul. And he saw Jesus. And Jesus said, "Follow me." And he knew that his life would not be the same ever again. And Christopher invited him to a campus crusade meeting, Protestant gathering. And when they found out Tom was Catholic, they all started trying to convert him. And he knew enough of the Catholic faith to realize how to kind of make some responses to that. So the next morning, a Saturday morning, he went to the Catholic cathedral there, and it was locked, but he saw the janitor outside, and he ran up to the janitor and he said, "I saw Jesus," which you can imagine he was shocked, but hey, this janitor, he knew his faith. He said, "You've come to the right place," and he quoted him Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28, "All things work for the good for those who love God." And he was a charismatic guy, and he brought him to a charismatic Catholic meeting, and they were able to explain to Tom that explosion of grace in his soul and, the power of God working in somebody's life. And so that set him on a trajectory of following faithfully the Lord and in the church. And he said he almost quit many times, but God would always intervene and provide some special grace for him to continue. And now he's got a doctorate in theology and doing great things, raised his family very faithfully, and beautiful things happening among his children in that way too, and their friends coming to the Lord because of that. One of his daughter's friends started making the holy hour, and she heard the Lord say to him, "Read my word." She didn't even know what that meant, so she asked Tom, and he said, "It means read the scriptures, it's the word of God." And so there are so many graces out there that we need to take advantage of. Please visit the sick. That is a corporal work of mercy. And please help those that are spiritually ill. That is a spiritual work of mercy. And take advantage of these anointings and confession, and ask the priest even for a simple blessing for healings of any kind. And pray over each other, as we said. And so may the Lord bring healings to our bodies and our souls today.